Welcome to the Health Ranger Report on Brighteon.tv. Mike Adams here, and we're joined by John Perez, the Crypto Nostradamus, with a special emergency interview about the banking system failure that has begun. Because now we've had three bank failures in the last week, and there is contagion risk, there is systemic risk, obviously, that many other banks might fail, and two of the three banks that failed were crypto-oriented banks, but they're sort of getting bailed out by the FDIC in what I'm calling a non-bailout bailout. So we now have the government using printed money, essentially, to bail out the crypto industry. That's wild. What are the ramifications of this? Where is this going? Well, John Perez joins me to discuss all this and more straight ahead here on Brighteon.tv. Well, welcome, friends, to the Margin Call special episode with John Perez. I'm Mike Adams. John Perez joins us tonight because this is an emergency meeting. It's late Saturday night of March 11th. We'll be posting this on Sunday, but John Perez joins us because we've had two bank collapses in the last week, just as John and I and others have been warning about for quite some time. It's now happening, and contagion is already in play. John Perez, welcome to the show.
Yeah, nice to see you, Mike. Boy, everything we talked about in the past is now coming true, being fulfilled. We got Bitcoin on the ropes, Silvergate on the ropes. There's another story that no one's other stories that I'll talk about here, but it's so glad to be back. And I can say this, it's everything that we talk about, we preach, getting prepared, being ready. This is right now, this is like go time, where it's like, now we're being tested now. It's like, did you, you know, go to cash? Are you protecting yourself with backup metals, silver, gold, all these things here? So this is as scary as it is for some people, not all of us are, many of us are actually prepared. And this is exactly why you buy silver and gold and precious metals to protect yourself.
So true.
This is everything right here.
So let's just cover the basics for anybody who needs to catch up on this. So last week, both Silvergate went into a total liquidation meltdown. I mean, you could call it an orderly liquidation, but it's still a liquidation. They're ending. But then even worse, Silicon Valley Bank, or SVB, went into FDIC receivership inadvertently because everybody wanted their money back. And it turned out that SVB had placed these really unwise bets on treasuries or bonds that I think were only yielding 1.5%. And of course, the value of those bonds has plummeted as the Fed has raised interest rates. But somehow this bank didn't know about hedging and they didn't cover their risk somehow. And now you have all of these tech startups and biotech companies, by the way, and this virtue signaling SVB. You know they're going to be lining up and begging for bailouts because they lost hundreds of billions of dollars of people's money, it seems. So that's kind of the background. John, take it from there. Where do you think we go?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, think about where we're going. Let's talk about how what's happened for us to get here. I mean, look, last week, Silvergate was in collapse in the news. Silvergate literally fell off the news cycle. I mean, Silvergate was the hub of all finance for FTX. We still are going, I believe we're going to see connections between Silicon Valley Bank, Silvergate, and FTX. And I think there's more to this here. We're going to be talking about Executive Order 13848, because a lot of people in the FTX group, a lot of that money went to all these politicians. And if we find out that these politicians were bought with their money from FTX, then we're looking at Executive Order 13848. And we've had all these exchanges go down, all these crypto here go down. We've had gold and silver pretty much sit still the whole time, which doesn't surprise me, because the last thing the cabal wants is gold and silver actually, you know, rearing their ugly head to show everyone who the real life jacket is, which is silver and gold, you know. But a lot of different things that are happening here that have led up to this. And I think this is going to accelerate. I think this is going to go into a worldwide contagion situation here, without a doubt.
Okay, that's huge. That's what I want to talk to you about. But before we get there, let me just mention, you know, you and I, John, and many others out there have been warning about coming bank collapse scenarios, right? People like Gerald Celente Manarino and others, right? We've been warning about this for a long time. And of course, the naysayers were always like, oh, that's never going to happen again. That's something from the 20th century. It'll never happen again. The banks are smart, blah, blah, blah. FDIC covers everything. Well, now we come to find out that, yes, this collapse did happen because the bankers made horrible bets on investment instruments that turned against them as interest rates changed. And we've come to find out that around 95% of the deposits there were not insured by the FDIC.
That's
so
right.
You got companies like Roku that had almost $470 million of exposure there that apparently is gone at this moment. And you've got all these other companies gone from Silicon Valley Bank. Yes, the bank collapses just happened 2 in 1 week, and it's the largest collapse, I should say the second largest collapse in the history of America in terms of the capital that just vanished. So there we go. It's happened.
Yeah, I believe WaMu was the largest. And I worked with the when WaMu was basically torn to pieces and consumed by JP Morgan there with Bear Stearns, had all the silver, for former employer for Jeffrey Epstein at Bear Stearns. The whole system came down, I think it was in 2005, 2006, we were already looking inside Washington Mutual and looking at the paper coming apart. And it was a couple years later when Jim Cramer said, your money at Bear Stearns is just fine. And then it went off the cliff after that.
Every time Jim Cramer says everything's good, nothing to worry about, that's when you should head for the exits. If you bet against Jim Cramer, you will do very well in the markets.
Yes, that is absolutely true. I'll tell you, this is we're in 2008. Well, actually, it was a 2009 when we were crashing here. The stock market is still holding here. And now what happened last time is stocks started to crash back in October 2008. And we were in free fall in January, February. But it wasn't until March 11th, 2009, March 11th. Here we are. It was March 11th, and today is March 11th. Well, major delta there. So here you had Jim Cramer went on television on CNBC on March 11th, 2009, and said, your money's just fine at Bear Stearns. Well, Bear Stearns was collapsing after the stock market was in free fall. I mean, we were coming down thousands of points, and here it came down. The stock market here, it's still holding up. We have yet to get the big crash, so we're not out of the woods at all. In fact, I read a story about a guy who said he had $10 million in SVBD. I'm like, what? $250,000 in insurance, and the rest, well, that means $900,000 and $750,000 are like, poof, vaporized. They're probably going to give him a certificate, and what that certificate represents, we don't know. It could be a CBDC. Here's your $250,000. And your $909,750,000. Here's your certificate. I mean, what is this? You get shares in the bank. You know, it's like, well, we're going to try to do an IPO in the future.
This is a critical point that the government can use these a contagion or cascading bank failures to try to force people into central bank digital currencies. Just as you said, they don't necessarily have to give you your money back, and because those are uninsured accounts, it's gone. Unless the government wants to give it back to you. Now, let's transition to this related topic. These companies, you know, this bank, big virtue signaling, woke bank, you know, probably hates America, hates the Constitution, hates Christians, all this. Probably hates gold and silver too.
Oh, yeah.
This is a bank used by the woke left tech people and the biotech pharma startups. Okay. That's what this bank was. The tech people, the tech tyrants, the kind of people who push censorship, who love to steal elections, the kind of people who love to silence anyone with whom they disagree, the kind of people that push the vaccines and push censorship about vaccines and lockdowns and masking children and so on. And now their banks go poof and they're going to demand bailouts from the rest of us, aren't they? They're lining up to demand bailouts.
Well, you know, this is really important. A really small part of this story that has not been covered. And, you know, I'm always looking for places where everyone's not looking. There was a what the Silvergate got, that's the other banks, the other one, got a loan from a federal home loan from San Francisco. It was federal money, bailed out Silvergate, $4.3 billion. That's not even talked about. So we don't even know it. I mean, so Silvergate, which is still in business, has been bailed out. A crypto bank was bailed out with Federal Reserve money. I mean, this is absolutely insane because there's nothing backing crypto. And this is some, there's a really good website I recommend everyone go to called Wall Street on Parade. And on Wall Street and Parade, they covered, well, it was interesting because on the board of directors of that bank is the CEO of Silicon Valley Bank. Now here's this is a big conflict here. Now take notes here, people. Take notes. This is Reuters, March 10th. The CEO of failed Silicon Valley Bank, no longer a director. Where? At the San Francisco Federal Reserve. How is it that Silicon Valley Bank CEO, this guy sold 3.6 million in shares a week before they crashed. This guy is just unloading shares. You know, he knew. And all their employees got their bonuses before everything collapsed. So they were just sucking money out of the system here. And here, March 10th, Reuters, the chief executive of failed Silicon Valley Bank, Greg Becker, is no longer on the board of directors at the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. Wait a second, Perez, are you telling me? Yes. The CEO at Silicon Valley Bank, the same guy who drove this bank into the ground doing God knows what, we still don't know the full details yet, is also on the board of directors for the Federal Reserve of San Francisco. I mean, talk about a conflict of interest. How much money did Silicon Valley Bank get? I mean, this he was on the board that gave money to Silvergate. So we got some big cans of worms that are opening up. But these are craters. So the FDIC literally has to take these. They're taking on craters. So all this money has left the FDIC through the, but this was a federal home loan bank. It wasn't the normal Federal Reserve. But what are the odds that the CEO of Silicon Valley Bank is on the board of directors at the Federal Reserve, and that Federal Reserve gave $4.3 billion to Silvergate? So yeah,
insider deals.
Yeah, we as normal people, we cannot walk across the street jaywalking. They have software to determine whether you or me, if I want to post, share a link with Brighteon on it or Natural News to like on Facebook, they'll just flag me. I can't do it because, well, how is it they can have software to find something so small like that? Yet these banks can get away with billions and not a soul goes to jail. Nothing is said. And here we are. Who's holding the bag? Taxpayers are stuck holding the bag here.
White collar financial crime never gets prosecuted, it seems. But by the way, interesting, on Friday, both Facebook and Twitter lifted the ban on posting naturalnews.com article links on the same day.
Congratulations.
We don't know. Maybe it's a mistake. Maybe they're going to reinstate the ban. We have no idea. But why would they unban naturalnews.com on the same day? What, you know, why are Twitter and Facebook talking about who to unban?
Well, you know, if you look at the board of directors on Silicon Valley Bank, one of the original, some of the biggest investors at Silicon Valley Bank, they're all tech people. I mean, Peter Thiel is one of the investors. Vanguard is invested in Silicon Valley Bank. BlackRock is invested in Silicon Valley Bank. Peter Thiel is in Silicon Valley Bank. I was looking through the investors. It's all institutions. How is it that these titans of Wall Street and money management can be invested into a shithole like this bank? I mean, Silicon Valley, how is this possible here? And I'll tell you, because the regulators are looking the other way, just like Silver, Gary Gensler and Silver, just like everything else here. I think what we're really seeing here, Mike, is we're beginning to finally see the cracks in the dam really start to open up, because you can't hide this. The people are going to wake up. People, the average normie is going to be walking, turning on the news saying, how is all this money going out the door? And yet gasoline is expensive, food inflation's high, housing's yep. going down, my you know, $10 for a dozen eggs, and these guys are walking off with their bonuses and millions.
I want to talk about the consequences of the bailouts that are coming, because we know that there are going to be massive bailouts for this, you know, because the Silicon Valley people, they're going to keep crying and pouting and begging for money. The same thing's happening in the UK, even over the weekend. They want taxpayer money to bail them out because they didn't believe in the things that you and I talk about. They didn't believe that banks could collapse. You know, they didn't believe that you should have gold and silver. They didn't believe in risk aversion. And they live in this artificial world where they think men can get pregnant and their banks will never fail. And guess what? Men can't have babies, and your bank just went to basically is what just happened. Yeah. So
I saw the article on the wokeness factor of this bank. I mean, it's hard for me to believe that this bank even existed, because if you look at the things they believed in and you looked at the management there, it just, it's like this bank was really kind of a globalist anti-American Silicon Valley bank that had nothing rooted in reality, basic common sense, just complete insanity of their belief systems. But listen, all the big institutions, I'll put their money in there. So I think
that's indicative of wokeism, is to live in a fictional, delusional world where you think that, you know, the laws of cause and effect don't apply to you. I think this is related. I think that the woke banks will continue to collapse, whereas the more realistic conservative banks will survive this. That's my take. What do you think about that?
I agree, because the whole ESG thing is a total scam. I mean, it's like, you know, ESG extra scam grande, you know. It's like, what more do you want? They want to tell you where you're going to invest your money, and they're going to put points on these companies here. Look, this is like totalitarian banking. I mean, this is Stalinist banking that they're talking about. But, you know, as like George Carlin said, this whole idea of wokeism is basically fascism with manners. These people come out with this wonderful language and this. Yes. Oh yeah. I saw the video. Someone sent a video of a Ken doll Barbie that was pregnant. I just thought, okay, I had to take a deep breath, say, okay, did I just see this? This is 2023. I'm like, please, I talked to my dad. Please, dad, thank God you're not here to see this crap. You can believe, but this is the bank, the Silicon Valley Bank. I think you're right. This is the first one. I think all the woke banks are going to go belly up, and I wouldn't have, 5 o'clock in the morning, I broadcasted 11 hours of podcasting on Friday. My voice is still raspy from that. I had a great time. I woke up, I said, breaking news, this is John Perez. Wake up this morning and go to your bank this morning and make a withdrawal, and then go to your local coin store and get yourself some more silver, because I don't like what I see. And lo and behold, a couple hours later, boom, 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 bang, and people, all of a sudden, like, wow, there's nobody listening to me. They're all on the road. They're all, literally everyone is pulling money out. And
no, it's happened overnight. In fact, and think about who or what you want to plug here, but I got to plug our gold and silver sponsor here for this segment, which is the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. And I don't earn any affiliate fees working with them because their prices are so good. You can see their prices online, but just go to metalswithmike.com. And again, insured, discreet delivery, prices that are honest, that are online. You can check prices. Their sister company provides the gold and silver to a lot of the smaller retailers across North America. That's my recommended source for physical gold and silver. John, what do you want to plug on gold and silver?
I'll tell you, I've been working with Art Levine at Monex since 2005, 2006. And my mother gets silver from there. And I just tell people, call Art, just tell them you're part of Silver is Money and you will get the love. And, you know, we had people coming in.
How do people reach them?
Go to monex.com and call up the company that have the number with me right now, and just ask for Art Levine, and make sure you mention Silver is Money and Art Levine, and you'll be happy to. And the guy's, he has, he has been in the business for, he was at selling silver in 1980. This guy's got like 48, 50 years of business between the two of us together. I think he was managing like 50, 55 million in silver accounts when I was there. I was managing 16, 17 million in silver. So between the two of us, both, you know, that's gone past 100 million, but he's just got so much experience and he's just taking care of everybody in my Silver Gold Stocks Club. So it's been great. And he called me, he goes, everybody called me on Friday morning.
Exactly. Let me mention something else, John, for wherever people want to get their gold and silver. You know that there was a massive oversupply situation of gold and silver recently in the hands of retailers because there was scarcity last year. They put in a whole bunch of orders. Premiums went through the roof. They got a lot of supply. Now premiums have collapsed compared to last year, right? You've seen that in gold and silver.
Yes.
So right now, retailers have like a lot of inventory. Prices are still suppressed and premiums are much lower than last year. You can't think of a better time to buy gold and silver, frankly.
To put this in perspective, you know, the average price of gasoline in 1980 was 85 cents. Let's just round up and be nice and say it was a dollar in 1980. Okay. And if you subtracted, 60% off that, it would be 40 cents a gallon, right? The price you're paying for silver right now, which is at a 65% discount from 1980, is like buying gasoline at 40 cents a gallon. I mean, that's perspective there that cannot be beat. Somehow the magic, this is part of the silver psyop, the suppression here. This is a gift right now. This is a total gift. They're going to have to let silver go because another story that nobody's talking about, and I covered this, is the fact that Jamie Dimon, who runs JP Morgan, the biggest silver holder in the United States, the biggest bank. And by the way, I will not be surprised if JP Morgan shows up again. Jamie Dimon is fighting a deposition about a lawsuit,
Epstein,
charging JP Morgan for being the cash conduit for Jeffrey Epstein's sex crimes. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is the largest bank here. This is Jamie Dimon, JP Morgan. So along with Silvergate, you've got FTX, we got Silvergate, we got you got JP Morgan, like literally is like in flames. It's like, just like watching the Hindenburg go down, it's like, it's just explode. It's like, but he's fighting a deposition. When he gets deposed here, I think all hell is going to break out worldwide. In fact, JP Morgan will be broken up into 1,000 pieces. Yeah.
Really?
JP Morgan is going to be going away. Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, I have to remind our audience that I dubbed you Crypto Nostradamus because your predictions always seem to come true. So let me ask you about what you think next week is going to look like, by the way. I mean, people are going to wake up Monday morning all over the world because, Silicon Valley Bank in particular had offices all over the world. People are going to wake up and say, hey, where's my paycheck? Where's the money to run my company? And it's gone. What's going to happen starting Monday morning?
I'll tell you this. By the end of next week, we're going to be close to 50,000 tech workers will be laid off next week. They will not make payroll next Friday unless the FDIC doesn't come in. Now, why should they be bailing them out? I don't know. I don't think they will. I think it's going to make a lot of people very angry because the CEO yanked out millions, paid all their employee millions. And
thank all of you for watching. Again, I'm Mike Adams of Brighteon.com. We'll have more updates, podcasts, and interviews for you this coming week. And be sure to watch John Perez's channel, Silver is Money News, on Telegram. Thanks for watching today, everybody. Get prepared. Take care.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.